Welcome to the Laura's House podcast series. Today we're speaking with Amy Borst, who's our clinical director, and we'll be talking about 2012 agency outcomes, including how many people were served by our agency last year. Amy, can you start us off by sharing some of the highlights from that 2012 Laura's House Agency Outcomes Report?
Yes, we are very pleased to report that during 2012, Laura's House served more than 15,000 women, men, teens, and children through our emergency shelter, transitional housing program, counseling, and legal services, in addition to our 24-hour crisis hotline and education and prevention programs. Over the past few years, Laura's House has witnessed an uptick in demand for our domestic violence shelter and counseling services, and that rise in demand is reflected in the 2012 Agency Outcomes Report, which demonstrated a 27% rise in the number of women, men, and children served through our emergency shelter program. Furthermore, during 2012, we experienced a 12% year-over-year increase in the number of individuals served through our counseling and legal services and outreach and prevention programs.
With the demand growing for the programs and services offered by Laura's House, what are some of the things that Laura's House is doing to expand its capacity to serve individuals and families that are affected by domestic violence?
There are a number of things that we have done over the past few years to meet growing demand for our services, the most notable of which is the expansion of our emergency shelter and transitional housing programs. In 2010, we launched our Cornerstone Capital campaign, which raised $4.5 million to fund the emergency shelter rebuild project and expansion of our transitional housing for shelter graduates. We completed the rebuild of our emergency shelter in December of 2011, and the new transitional housing facility opened in February of 2012. With the expansion of the emergency shelter and transitional housing programs, Laura's House is now able to provide shelter to 175 more clients, representing a 93% increase in program capacity and a 15% increase in capacity for emergency shelter services within Orange County.
We know that Laura's House relies on members of the local community, especially its volunteers, to help meet the needs of our clients that are impacted by domestic violence. Can you tell us a little bit about how volunteers contributed to Laura's House in 2012?
Yes. At Laura's House, we are both grateful for the financial support we receive from individuals and corporations, as well as the contributions of our volunteers. In 2012, nearly 500 volunteers contributed more than 8,000 hours of service to our organization. Furthermore, attorneys representing our clients on a pro bono basis donated more than 1,600 billable hours to those cases last year.
For listeners who are interested in becoming involved with helping Laura's House fulfill its mission, what are some of the best ways for someone to contribute?
For interested volunteers, the basic giving of your time, talents, and treasure are more important than ever right now. Financial support is extremely important, and we welcome and appreciate these gifts tremendously. During times when there is less money to contribute to our mission, interested donors can also give time as a volunteer at a resale store in Lake Forest or in support of our special fundraising events.
Before we close, can you tell our listeners more about Laura's House?
Laura's House is a community-based nonprofit organization that empowers individuals and families to lead violence-free lives. We offer a comprehensive range of services, including safe refuge for women and children escaping violent homes. We also offer legal support services, counseling, community education, and prevention workshops for teens on healthy relationships and dating violence. The inception of Laura's House was inspired by a true story about a woman called Laura from Orange County who was a victim of domestic violence. Unfortunately, the end of her particular story is a very tragic one. Her life was cut short with her untimely death at age 38. Since 1994, Laura's House has continued to grow and offer a multitude of programs and services that provide vital support and education aimed at avoiding such tragic circumstances from ever occurring again. Our mission is to change the social beliefs, attitudes, and behaviors that perpetuate domestic violence while creating a safe place in which to empower individuals and families affected by abuse.
If one of our listeners or someone they know is in an abusive relationship, how can they contact Laura's House for assistance?
Laura's House is available online at www.laurashouse, which is all one word, LaurasHouse.org, or call our 24-hour hotline at 949-498-1511, or toll-free at 866-498-1511.
Thank you so much for your time today, Amy.
Thank you.